The clock read 17 seconds and counting.
To the line! Move!
Quentin ran at his exhausted players, urging them to sprint 40 yards downfield and line up before time expired. They ran hard, even the scuttling key. Butto swept with the last to arrive, the center lining up on the ball. Quentin glanced at the clock as he reached under center. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. The ball slapped into his hands and he spiked it to the ground. The clock stopped at 1 second. One play left, down by 5, the Krakens had to score a touchdown to win. Quentin huddled his team. Sheboygan ran off. Holloway ran on. Holloway had the best vertical leap. If Quentin threw into the back corner of the end zone, Holloway had the best chance of bringing it down for the win. Quentin broke the huddle. Victory was only a few feet away, and every Kraken knew it. The mud-filled game had come down to this single final play.
Blue 27! Blue 27! Hot!
Quentin pushed away from the line, knowing the clock had just ticked to zero. His cleats digging into the wet blue field. Quentin's eyes saw everything. He planted his left foot, then bounced a half step forward. First option, Holloway on the corner fade, covered by Pittsburgh. Even as his eyes flicked to the second option, Tara the Freak on a crossing route over the middle, Quentin felt the left side of the pocket collapsing. Jesper Schultz easily powering through the overmatched Chateau d'Ital. Quentin stepped forward into the pocket, giving Chateau space to use Jesper's momentum against him to keep the defensive end moving to where Quentin had been, not where he was. Jesper reached over the offensive tackle, fingers stretching for Quentin, but those fingers brushed across dirty black Kevlar fabric without locking down. Tara the Freak was covered, two Cloud Killer linebackers bracketing him. Now the right side of the pocket collapsed. Quentin moved right, pushing off his left foot as hard as he could. Something hit him from behind. Multi-jointed arms grabbed at him, tried to drag him down. Quentin tucked the ball in his left arm as he fell, then reached his right hand down and planted it on the ground, his legs still pumping the whole time. His right hand pressed into wet, cold mud. Quentin pushed hard with his right hand and both his feet, then felt the key lineman's arms slip away. He was free. 10 yards to the end zone, to victory. Yasud facing him, shuffling along the goal line. But the other Corinna Delana cornerback was just a step behind him. Yasud wasn't open. Quentin kept running, the receiver scrambling, trying to find open space. In the back of the end zone, just under the goalpost, George Starcher sidestepping to his right.